Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Aaron Murray, terrific college player, Georgia, and part of the CBS crew, CBS Sports College Football Analyst. He's this guy's all over the map. He's got a punt and pass and punt podcast. He's doing the SEC Today on Sirius XM Radio. Aaron Tiki, and we remember when he first started, and we kind of broke him in a little bit. We came on the show, Tiki. We're like, this guy's pretty good on the air.
Yeah, when you were in Utah last year, he filled in. Spent the day with me on Tiki and Tierney. He was great. How you doing, Aaron?
What's up, bud?
What's going on? You know, I'm just trying to stay busy over here, fellas. I'm
good.
You know, the wife let me play a little bit of golf about 2 months ago, so doing a little bit of that.
Yeah.
Radio and, you know, starting to get some games for CBS, especially with the Mountain West coming back in a couple weeks.
Nice. How's the new baby, Aaron? I know about, what, March or so? When was it? May.
Yeah,
maybe it was May.
3 months. 3 months now. June 16th.
Oh, nice.
I actually had to think about that for a second. I'm like, man, I gotta remember another damn birthday. Besides the wife, but yeah, he's awesome. He sleeps really well. The only tragedy that we've had with him is he got to watch Georgia football for the first time a couple weeks ago. And he watched the first half, and Georgia only put up 5 points, and he was just extremely pissed off. I had to put him to bed.
Good.
And then he missed the second half, so he didn't really get to see what Georgia football is all about. So we're hoping this weekend they turn it on for him a little bit for the 3:30 matchup against Tennessee.
Aaron, I wanted to see real quick, because we have so many games and certainly want to focus Clemson, Missouri, Georgia, Tennessee, a couple of other good ones, even a note on the Red River rivalry. But just give us 20 or 30 seconds on this, because I'm sure a lot of dads or soon-to-be dads and, of course, moms would like to hear your answer on this. Every parent's different. You played. Tiki played. So your little guy's a couple of months old. At what point do you start breaking him in, putting the ball in? I'm serious. Putting the ball in the crib, start testing the reflexes. How are you going to handle that as a dad?
Well, I would prefer golf, if anything. You know, golf, baseball, tennis. I mean, I'm serious. I'm going to try as much as I can to push those. And, you know, listen, if he wants to play football, I'm all for it. I've talked to my wife about it. If he wants to do it, we're going to support him. Whatever he wants to do. But I will say, though, because, you know, parents have asked me about tackle football, what age should my kid start playing tackle? And I'm more the belief of if he's especially a skill position guy, you know, receiver, quarterback, running back, tight end, linebacker, defensive back. I would prefer 7-on-7. I would prefer 7-on-7 and flag football till maybe 7th grade or 8th grade. And then, you know, maybe 1 year before high school of padding it up, just to get used to the physicality of football. Yeah. But I just think you learn so much more through the flag football, just skills, because I watch little kids play and they just run into each other. That's all it is. They're just running full speed into each other and knocking the crap out of each other. So you don't learn all the tools you need to be successful. And plus you don't get hit for a few years too. Yeah. So like I said, you know, long answer, but you know, we'll let him play, but I am going to try to push back the tackling part of it as long as I can.
Yeah, gotcha. You also get coaches who don't know what they're doing and they're screaming just to scream because they think that's the answer. All right, you talked about that first half in Georgia. The second half, this kid who was a walk-on and then transferred out and then transferred back in, was 5th string and became 3rd string and then ended up playing, Stetson Bennett. Where the heck did he come from? This kid's pretty good, and he's got Georgia humming right now, even though there's not a ton of like elite talent skill position-wise at Georgia, at least not showing up yet.
Yeah, I love the fact that you said not a ton of elite skill position, because that's exactly true. I mean, some people want to say, oh, Todd Monken's here and Georgia's going to be scoring points left and right. And, you know, people want to go straight to the quarterback position as always. But Georgia doesn't have a ton of great skill right now. They just don't. They're not built to score 40, 50 points a game. That's not who their identity is. But going back to Stetson, I mean, it's amazing. I was at a scrimmage probably about a month ago, so it was 2 weeks out from the first game. And Dwan was the starter, and Carson Beck, actually, who's the freshman, was the number two guy. So it was ones versus ones, twos versus twos, and the team went in at halftime. I mean, it was like a legit game. And everyone went in at halftime besides all the freshmen and walk-ons. Mm-hmm. And Stetson Bennett stayed out too because he was the quarterback. So this kid's role 2 weeks before the season was working with walk-ons and freshmen. Wow. Not with the ones, not with the twos. He had no time in the first half or second half at all. So what he's done in 2 weeks to me is mind-blowing. It really is, because he was a fifth quarterback in this roster. Let's go back with Jamie Newman. Was still there, JT Daniels, Carson Beck, and Dwan Mathis. He was getting 15 reps with walk-ons and freshmen, and then 2 weeks later, he's the starting quarterback for Georgia, leading them to two victories and leading them against a victory against their biggest rival. So, listen, he does what Georgia needs well. He takes care of the football. He gets out of his hands. I think he's sneaky elusive. And then right now, like going back to our first point, Georgia doesn't have elite talent. I mean, George Pickens is good. Mm-hmm. George Pickens can run a great fade. He can run a go ball. He's not going to take a slant and catch it, make a couple guys miss, and take it for 70. They don't have that quick twitch guy in the slot to make explosive plays over and over again. Mm. And they got a bunch of big bruising running backs. So this team is going to be built just how they were last week versus Auburn. Run the football, don't turn it over, and the defense is going to be elite. So right now, he seems to be the guy that can handle the offense and not make mistakes and keep them in football games.
So we're talking to Aaron Murray, CBS Sports College football analyst here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio, former Georgia quarterback, of course, and obviously now deeply entrenched in what we do on the air, and he's really good at it, as you can tell. All right, Clemson-Miami. First, something on Lawrence, and then obviously a little meat and potatoes on the game here. You're starting to see, Aaron, you know, I don't believe that the Giants would do this, but I read a couple of articles today where, excuse me, there's some slight intimations that, well, if the Giants, you know, finish with the first pick, maybe they take Lawrence. I would give Jones another year. That's me, but whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, the situation with Sam Darnold, year three, it's not going well. Obviously, Washington situation. We know that Trevor Lawrence, the toolbox is, it's overflowing. But is he truly as can't miss can be? Because everything you hear, you know, he's the best prospect since Andrew Luck. And most of the time, I believe that. Sometimes I don't, though, when I watch him. What is he definitely that guy?
I think he is. I know he is. I remember when I first met him, he was a senior in high school. And I'm not kidding when I tell you, this kid is all of 6'6". Like, he made me look like I was a middle school football player. I mean, the kid's a giant. I mean, he's tall. He has speed, the arm strength, the accuracy. He's a hard worker. He's a great leader. I mean, you talk to people inside that locker room, and you've kind of seen what he's done this offseason as just a leader of all of college football. I mean, he is the guy that was kind of leading the charge. So, I mean, that's something, too. That's a huge plus from a quarterback, a guy that can be a leader. I mean, we look at Joe Burrow and his leadership style and how he really has taken over that Cincinnati Bengals locker room. I think Trevor's just like that. People love him. People love to be around him. It's just infectious. And you throw in the fact that, like I said, he's 6'6". With a big arm, can move really well. I don't know what there's not to like when you watch his game. And plus, he's playing in a system right now that is very similar to what we're seeing on Sundays. I mean, they spread it out, more 11 personnel, where Andrew Luck was an elite talent. There's no question about that. But Stanford's system was, you know, Andrew Luck threw the ball 20 times a game, 24 mm-hmm. times a game. They were in the I formation. They would just run, yeah. Play action pass. And then go from there. Then he goes to the Colts and is a little bit it was an adjustment for him where, like I said, this game has now evolved to more of an 11 personnel, three receivers on the field, get a good athletic tight end out there and a running back that can be a dangerous weapon out of the backfield as well. So he's a part of that offense at Clemson. So I think his transition is going to be a little bit easier getting into the NFL. And he has all the tools. So, yes, I'm all for this kid being the number one pick. But it has to be the right situation, obviously. I think if one of the New York teams has that first pick, I still think you got to give those guys a little bit more time and see what they can do. You know, just like my Georgia team we were just talking about, it's not always on the quarterback.
Yeah.
There's a lot of other issues, including the coaching staff for one of those teams that has me a little bit more worried about than the quarterback, actually.
Yeah, no, that makes gotcha. It makes a lot of sense. But if you're going to stick with quarterbacks, there's one I want to bring up, and we're running up against the break, but I think this is interesting because right now Ohio State, whatever reason, they're still in the top two. They haven't played a game yet. Justin Fields is going to be one of those top quarterbacks taken. But the kid who replaced Tua Tagovailoa down in Alabama, Mac Jones, now he's got a ton of talent around him, and Waddle and Devontae Smith, Smith, and the kid Meacham the third. I mean, they're just as good as Judy and Henry Ruggs. So how good is he, or is he just in the right system right now? Because I'm wondering, because he has a lot of confidence. You see him. Is he a player on Sundays?
I'm not going to say I think so, because your boy is going to get mad at me again, but he's good. I'm not going to say he's an elite first-round, second-round draft pick.
Yeah,
it is a little bit of a product of the guys around him. I mean, he has, you know, you talk about the skill position, you know, you throw in Najee Harris there at running back as well. And, I mean, Najee out of the backfield is catching back shoulders on wheel routes, for goodness sakes. I mean, the kid.
That's what Josh Jones used to do, right? Jacobs. Exactly. Josh Jacobs used to do that same thing.
And then you throw in the fact they have the best offensive line in the SEC and maybe in all of college football. So everything is for this kid to have success, but he does take advantage of it. He does make all the throws you want. I mean, I've seen him throw deep cross routes, post routes, go balls, slants, quick bubbles. I mean, he can make every throw you want. But, I mean, if you want to compare him to Justin Fields or Trevor Lawrence, there is a gap of athleticism, arm talent. So I don't think he is, like I said, he's not a top two, maybe sneak in the third or fourth round kind of guy. He's a great game manager, and he, like I said, he can make the throws. There's no question about that. He doesn't have that eliteness like those other two guys. So, yes, he can play on Sundays, but he's a little bit more of a project.
Aaron Murray, appreciate it, buddy. We got to run. Thank you very much.
Appreciate it, guys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.